ACCA Podcasts. Handling Workplace Criticism. Learning how to respond to criticism can help you turn a negative situation into a positive one. Nobody enjoys being told they haven't done well, but being defensive or angry will reflect badly on you. Also, if you handle negative feedback calmly and professionally, you won't miss the opportunity to fix your weaknesses and will perform better next time. Stay calm. Don't lose your cool. Remaining calm and rational shows you are mature, ready to cooperate, and to make any necessary changes. A couple of deep breaths will help settle you. Don't get defensive. When you are being criticized, you may instinctively want to defend yourself, but you need to fight the urge. The person giving you feedback might have a valid point, which you won't pick up on if you are busy thinking about excuses or how to rebut their comments. Take time to really listen. Instead of shutting down, interrupting, or jumping to conclusions, listen in order to understand what is being said. Make eye contact to show you are paying attention. Ask questions. Ask for specific examples of any perceived issues with your performance or behavior. This will show you are genuinely interested in resolving them and make sure you fully understand the criticism. Don't take it personally. Remember, they are criticizing your work, not you as a person. Negative feedback is a sign that people want to help you do better. Take the remarks as you would take a doctor's advice that you eat less salt or exercise more. Say thank you. Tell the other person that you are grateful for the feedback and that you will address the problem areas. Use this opportunity to clarify expectations and goals around your role so that you can make improvements accordingly. What if you think the criticism is unfair? When the criticism is unfair, staying calm is even more important. Getting angry will limit your ability to respond rationally and thoughtfully when what you really need to do is state your differences in a respectful and professional way. Also, even if the gist of the criticism is off base, there may be things in there that you can learn from if you consider the broader message. Acknowledge any valid points, just as you would with fair criticism. This way, you are responding to the feedback without agreeing to the entirety of what is being said.